How's it going, Deb?
Can't complain. Keeping busy.
What's the atmosphere like this year in the program so far? We're 3 days in, but how would you describe it, the atmosphere?
I don't know, 3 days in, 2 days on. Yesterday was an off day, so I think guys just excited, you know, coming back, you know, after a little bit of a break, you just come back excited, ready to work, ready to meet new guys, start to build a team. So, you know, every year is kind of, I think, the same type of energy. Obviously, every year the team's different, but always that same first day of school energy and mentality where guys come together and starting to learn and work out together.
How do you think the strength program, you know, might change with Moses now sort of in the top spot and with Harold and, you know, the Lions now?
We'll see. I mean, obviously, you know, anybody that gets the head job, you know, you'll have your own beliefs and different things. I'm sure some of the things, you know, are stay the same. Like over the past 2 days, some things are similar. You know, I've worked with Mo a lot, so some of the things I've done before already. So I'm sure there'll be some slight changes even moving forward. You know, the first week, you know, there was a little bit of change, but, you know, to me, working out is working out. You know, how you do it will always vary and change depending on different people's belief, but it's working out. You know, lifting, and as Bill always says, there's no magic potion, so we're running and trying to get in shape that way.
How do you feel about the offseason moves the team's made to this point?
I guess they're good. I mean, we'll see. Every guy that's been here is ready to work and ready to go. So, I don't know. I don't think my opinion matters, but I think we'll have guys ready to go, and hopefully it works out for the best.
How important is this time of year to establish I guess kind of the feel that you want to carry on into the regular season? Does that even cross your mind? But for guys like, you know, leaders on the team, is this a time to kind of establish what you're looking for from your teammates in terms of accountability and things like that?
I'm not gonna lie, regular season hasn't crossed my mind at all yet. To me, right now, it's about trying to dominate and do well in the springtime, you know, starting out just lifting and running, not even football and practice and stuff. I think right now we want to prepare for a mentality going into the OTAs when we start that. And I always think defense first, just because that's where I'm at. And I think developing that mentality of how we want to be as a defense, looking in just to the OTA start and different things like that for practice and going against our offense, I think that's important for us now, important to talk about how we want to be as a defense and as a team, but the actual, you know, can I see if I can trust a guy in the weight room and stuff? You know, I think a little bit of that in college, you know, you try to, I think guys work hard and, you know, that's how you get to this level and stay at this level. So I don't really worry about that. You know, once we get on the field and we start practicing, you get to see where guys are at, see what you need to do as a leader and a veteran player to help guys and do those things and start to build as a unit and as a team. But for right now, I think encouraging everybody and going out there and working together to do the lifting and running and stuff.
Is bonding a big deal, Kevin, at this point? Like just getting to know somebody in the weight room, getting to know them casually, like you said, you know, can I trust this guy? Is that what you're really working toward right now?
Yeah, I think so. I think the personal bond is always good. I think your team gets better when you can know a guy personally and, you know, feel open to talk to him and push each other and do different things like that. And I think that comes in effect down the line. Let's say, you know, you got a close friend on the team who might not be out there a lot. And then, you know, as we all know, during the season, guys are called into action. You have a good relationship. You're able to talk to them, communicate with them. So I think it's like any other workplace. You know, the better you know your coworkers personally and as a unit, as a team, as a group, you know, usually able to perform better. Your group gets better after you know each other. You can challenge each other. You can help each other out. So I think we do that now naturally just as guys coming together and lifting and working out. We're trying to get stronger and faster and all of that. So competition helps that. And I just think guys naturally start to bond and form together as a group.
How does the dynamic change without Gerard around anymore?
It's a little more quiet, not having Mayo around. But we'll see. You know, he was a huge part of this team, offense, defense, everything. You know, he's just a huge part. So, obviously, I don't think you can replace him with a guy. You can't tell a guy on the team, well, now you need to step up into Mayo's role. But I think that's why it's always so important to understand that every year the team is different. And I think this team will be a little different without him. But we'll have to see how it changes, what develops. But he'll definitely be missed in the locker room and on the field just because of who he is and how great of a person he is.
Have you seen other guys start to step up at all as leaders at this point?
I mean, not really. I mean, we lived at different times. We got two different groups, so the team's kind of split on whether you want to work out early or work out a little later. So, you know, I think guys are just being themselves, and that's what I always try to tell guys and encourage, just be yourself, and everything else will fall in suit to that.
You guys do return 10 defensive starters, though. So is there kind of like, that's kind of rare, I would say, is there kind of a sense of excitement that you guys are going to have some continuity and for the defense, even at this stage, to take a pretty major step forward next year?
Yeah, I think it definitely helps, you know, coming in last year, just losing guys and not knowing, you know, where guys are going to be. I think now we know. I mean, obviously, 10 starters, we all got to make sure we go and get our starting jobs back first. But I just think that experience and coming back with knowledge and experience of being out there in big games and seeing things, you know, I think it enables you to start when we start actually X and O in football. You know, you can start a little further ahead and rely on guys that have been out there to help other guys out. And whenever you have guys that have been out there and played, I think it helps your football team. You know, guys like Logan and Malcolm who have been out there previously, but then being out there on an every down basis, those guys come back with, I think, the world of confidence, you know, knowing that they just need to keep getting better and better. They know they can do the job. And you know, I'm excited for us as just a secondary, as a unit, you know, going through last year and going through, I think, a phase at this point in time where it's like a big unknown, and now having a core group of guys that can help bring other guys along the way and get guys like Justin who came in late and now he'll get a full offseason, Melvin, Jay Rich, all those guys now will be here full time and full offseason. It's encouraging. You know, your unit just keeps getting stronger and stronger. And then obviously we'll add guys, I guess next week that is when the draft. So this is just the exciting part. You know, add guys, get to know each other, and just get better.
Last year when you were playing with a group of young corners, did that change anything from you? Did you have to do anything differently, or is there anything you can take away from that experience?
No, I think the year before with older guys, it's a lot of communicating on, you know, what did you do? How do you see it? And I think younger guys, it's the same thing, communicating on, well, you know, is this the first time you saw it? How do you see it? It's all the same. I think how the conversation flows is a little bit different because an older guy might have a ton of experience and now you're trying to blend and meet somewhere in the middle on how you see things, or maybe you see things perfectly the same, where I think a younger guy is, they're leaning on you a little bit more of, you know, I want to know exactly how you see it because I want to see it that way rather than me, you know, try to go out on my own. But really the same type of communication and trying to go back and forth and understand each other. Just I think the conversation probably moved a little differently with a bunch of older guys.
Yeah, it was here during the season. It's on to the next week. Then in January, there is no next week for you guys at one point up to Denver. And just wondering your approach to, like, how you kind of deal with the season coming to an abrupt end. Has it changed now that you're older? And maybe it was a little different than your first couple of years. You know, you've been in the league for quite a while now.
Yeah, my first couple of years, I took as much time as I wanted, relaxed. This year, I got one day, and my fiance said, "Let's start this wedding planning and get things done." So, I think as you get older, you get more responsibility. You got guys that got kids and wives at home. You don't have time to, you know, just unwind. Gradually, you got to move on, and you know, your personal and daily life doesn't stop. You know, obviously, I don't care who you are. You compete. You want to play, and you want to move on until there is no more moving on and playing that last game. But it doesn't always happen that way. But I think as you get older, you understand how important it is to move on and not let, you know, last season affect next season. Because, you know, me now going to year 7, you don't know how many more seasons you have left and be able to compete and try to win games.
Dev, how much attention do you pay to the overall roster additions beyond the defense? Like you see, oh, we signed Hogan, Martellus Bennett, or Shane McClellan. Do you look at it as it's going to be interesting to see what these guys are like? And how much interaction do you have with those guys this time of year to build that overall team chemistry?
I see it. I mean, I don't know the guys. I know, like when we signed Bennett, I'm like, well, he's pretty good. You know, we played him in Chicago, and playing safety, we had to cover him and different things like that. So you're like, well, you know, if he plays out how he played there, and then we got another good tight end, we should be pretty good. But, you know, past the point of, like, I'm not sitting in my room like, oh, this is great. We got the master, you know. But it's exciting. I think it was cool when Hogan signed. I was already working out with him, like, the week before. And then he came up here and then he actually signed. So it was just funny just how that all came together. But I think, you know, just from guys that are in the league, you get to teams and, you know another good player's coming in. They see you, talk, see how things are here, and you just catch up. And you understand how much work needs to go into it. You understand just because you were good somewhere else and we were good last year, it's not just going to automatically blend and go together. And I think that was evident in 2014 when we signed Revis, Browner, Chung came back, and we started the season 2-2, you know, getting blown out in Kansas City. And, you know, I think for everyone that thought it would just happen and you just go undefeated and win Super Bowl, it doesn't happen that way. You know, I don't care who you bring in, who you have back. It's a ton of work that goes in just to be an okay team. And then if you want to be a great team, you got to put even more work in. And I think that's important this time of year, understanding that, and not just, you know, half the group or some of the leaders. It's as a whole group, we understand how much work needs to be put in just to be okay, and then how much more work has to be put in just if we want to get back to where we lost last year.
I have one quick follow-up. Two more. I remember after the Super Bowl win, LaFell saying that night, he said, I remember driving away from a minicamp practice or day with Revis and going, oh, my God, there's so much work at this place. If we don't win, what's it all mean? What are we doing? Do you have to maybe take that leadership role and explain, look, this place might be a little different than all the stuff that you're going to be asked to do, so just be ready for that?
No, I think guys know from the first day. And I think it's known throughout the NFL, you know, this place is a little different. Obviously, guys come in, you don't know how different you come in, you might say, This is really different, or, you know, for some guys, it's, you know, this is kind of what I expected. But I think that is true. You know, those two guys are both new to the team and you probably riding together like, wow. You know, and I think that's a good part is when guys come here and they say it's different, but they understand it's different for a reason. Higher expectations. The guys that we have that are here for a while, they expect to be playing at a certain level. And, you know, you understand that we got a guy in charge that knows what it takes, and if we just follow that lead, we'll be okay no matter how hard it is, how much you might not want to do it one day. You know what it's for, and I think that's what makes it, like you said earlier, tough when you don't get where you want to get, because you know what you put in and what you thought was going to happen and what you envisioned and dreamed of, and then when it doesn't happen, that's what makes it hard when the season does end. But you understand that's a part of the game, you know. You got to do the same thing again and hope you take that next step forward and win it.
How do you feel about having a Rutgers guy as your new safeties coach?
Oh, I mean, it's the greatest thing. I mean, why would we not do that? But I think it's really encouraging. You know, Steve's a guy that's been here and just been a sponge, learning everything. It's been cool for me. I've been here when he got here, and just to see how much he's developed and worked hard, and you know, it seems like he's always here. He's very excited to have, you know, be the safety coach and have a good group coming in. And we got some leaders and guys that are going to definitely try to help him out as much as possible. But, you know, I think his dad is a pretty good coach. So I'm sure he's learned a lot from him. And I think it's just being important for us to learn from what he's going to bring and how it'll change us a little bit. He really believes in a lot of things Flo was saying to us in the previous years, but he'll have his own, you know, style and what he wants to do. So I'm excited, you know, have a young guy come in, and, you know, we know he's going to be full of energy, ready to go every day. And I'm just excited just to learn with him and go through the process.
What's the game plan by next weekend?
Next weekend's about having fun, taking a huge step. So exciting. And hopefully I'll make it through today. But it'll actually be a fun, just a reunion of a ton of guys that have played here that I've become really close with and get to celebrate love. Thank you.